I think the media are secondary, because once you control the journals, that tells the agencies what to do, and it tells what the media what to say. And so all the propaganda that we've been subjected to really is founded upon what appears in journals. And they know that. They know it's the key to really propagating lies. If you can get in one of those journals, you can say any lie you want.
Doctor, I guess it has to do with what you call the editorial mafia.
Yes.
All right. So please tell us about that. And how do these editorial boards are connected with Big Pharma and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, another ill-intentioned entity that you mentioned in your articles?
So, the short answer is money, right? So all of these journals, they exist on really two main forms, which is pharmaceutical company advertising, as well as an interesting little income stream, which is reprinted articles. So when a pharmaceutical company publishes an article in one of those journals, they order thousands of reprints, so printed out copies of the journal, so that they can use them for marketing, education, to give them to doctors. And so these journals are very much beholden to the pharmaceutical industry. And just like at the agencies, you're not going to rise up to a high level at those journals unless you know how to play ball with pharma. And when I call them the editorial mafia, you can see in my writings that there literally was a collusion going on. Now, do I have evidence, emails, FOIA requests? I don't know if you can FOIA the journals, but you can tell by the behaviors of these editorial staffs that they were initially accepting the papers for consideration review and then very quickly rejecting them. And the way in which they rejected them, you could tell they were making excuses. Like, it's so absurdly clear, Veronica, that they were under pressure. It's almost as if a memo went out. And I don't know if it's a literal memo or if it's a few phone calls, but it was clear these journals were told to say no to positive ivermectin trials. And again, I'll go back to one of the main reasons why is because I don't know how they rationalized it or how they defended this request of these editors, but I'm sure it was something along the lines of, this will hurt the vaccine campaign.